Welcome to the debt collection drill. Moss & Barnett is pleased to present the Debt Collection Drill, the podcast featuring Moss & Barnett shareholders John Rossman and Mike Ponson, providing sage tips for improving collections and compliance.
Welcome to the Debt Collection Drill. I'm John Rossman, Chair of the Creditors Remedies and Bankruptcy Practice Group here at Moss & Barnett. I'm joined again, once again, by my law partner, Mike Ponson. Mike, good afternoon.
Hi, John. Today we're going to be talking about the Telephone Consumer Protection Act, the TCPA. As everybody's probably aware, this is kind of a hot topic, and there's been an uptick in the amount of litigation we've seen under the TCPA, especially in Florida.
No, I think that's true. Why do you think we're seeing so many TCPA cases now?
Well, John, one of the claims that is made is contacting cell phones without express permission. And as we know, especially in younger people, a lot of people are going away from landlines, utilizing cell phones. Therefore, the only means to contact these people is by cell phone. Thus, there are more phone calls being made to cell phones.
I've seen statistics pointing out that less than half of Americans have a landline today. So it's absolutely true that most folks are using a cell phone. The concern that arises with the TCPA is contacting the cell phones using an automatic telephone dialing system. And the TCPA defines that as equipment which has the capacity to store or produce telephone numbers to be called using a random or sequential number generator and to dial such numbers. Mike, that definition is so broad, I think really the cell phone that's in my pocket right now falls under the definition of an automatic telephone dialing system.
No, you're right, John, and that's been one of the arguments that has been made in these lawsuits by defendants, that the mechanism being used is not an auto dialer under the TCPA, and that argument, by and large, has been dismissed by the courts with very little success.
I've heard some talk that there's some technology that's either being worked on or possibly may be available now, where the dialer device that the collection agency may use will come with modules. And one module will allow the storage and production of telephone numbers. Another module will allow using random or sequential numbers. And when the agency purchases the dialer, those modules will not be included, so that a more clear argument can be made that the device being used is not a dialer. I haven't seen that technology in use. I certainly haven't seen that argument made. But when we look at new laws and when we look at ways for our industry to comply, one area we always look to first is technology and what can we use for technology to avoid lawsuits. Mike, another area that's really come up with respect to the TCPA deals with dialing the wrong number.
Yeah, correct, John. You hit on it. The two lawsuits we do see are dialing the wrong numbers and, as you said, auto dialer calls to cell phones. You know, thankfully, there has been some relief under recent court decisions. The Meadows versus Franklin case out of the 11th Circuit found that there is an exemption to making these calls to the wrong person, that the FCC put that in saying that if you're trying to collect debts, that's a prior business relationship, and that calls that are not telephone solicitations are not included under the TCPA. Thus, when debt collectors make calls to the wrong person on their landline, that's not a violation of the TCPA, and that's what the Meadows Court held. Unfortunately, the Meadows holding is unpublished, which means that it is not binding precedent. It's persuasive precedent. So hopefully we can see more cases go that route. You know, another interesting decision that recently came out was out of the Western District of New York, the Santino versus NCO case. Court had the same holding as in the Meadows case, and that court specifically looked at the Watson versus NCO case from 2006, which had found the opposite holding, which had found a violation for contacting the wrong person on a landline. The court found that the Santino court found that the Watson court had not afforded the proper amount of deference to the FCC's rulemaking, and so it distinguished the Watson case that way.
You know, Mike, there's a decision that came down in Texas, I believe it was about a year, 18 months ago, in which a jury awarded a substantial six-figure judgment to an individual who was not a debtor, based on the receipt of calls that were directed to a party other than the plaintiff. So while we have some really good precedent on this, and I think we're moving in the right direction, agencies should still be cautioned regarding making wrong number calls. And there should be specific mechanisms in place for the agency to receive information from a third party, not the debtor, to state, hey, you're calling my number, please don't call me anymore. And certainly agencies should advise their collectors and the folks that answer the phone that if someone calls and says, hey, you're calling my number, it's the wrong number, that's information that definitely needs to be abided by to avoid these types of lawsuits.
You know, and that's an excellent point. One problem you do run into, because the TCPA does not have any requirement to mitigate damages, is that debtors or consumers, non-debtors, consumers will receive these phone calls, not tell the agency that they're getting these calls, that they're being made to the wrong number, and then file a lawsuit claiming 50 calls and that each call is $500 to $1,500. We're seeing that frequently. We actually have that in a case right now that we are dealing with in Florida, where the same debtor, the same consumer, forgive me, the same consumer has sued three different agencies on this claim. He's getting calls to a debtor, and he has sued various agencies alleging TCPA claims. So you still have to be careful, and I think that's an important thing to keep in mind, is check those frequent litigant lists. Check the, you know, make sure you're scrubbing your calls, your accounts with some sort of list.
I think that's a great point. Let's shift gears a little bit and talk about the other major issue under the TCPA, which is the dialer, automated telephone dialing system calling cell phones. This has really been the other area that we've seen a surge, an uptick in litigation. And one area that I've seen, you know, I talked a little bit earlier about technology being one way that we can perhaps minimize liability. But one other area we often look to is with the creditors and with the credit grantors. And one area that I've been very encouraged by with respect to the TCPA relates to the fact that a debt collector may, and correct me if I'm wrong, but a debt collector may contact a consumer using a dialer, may contact the consumer's cell phone if there's been consent by the consumer. And in fact, I believe the Federal Communication Commission wrote that if the consumer provides a cell phone number to the original creditor, that may be deemed consent.
You are correct, and there's been some recent case law, another case in Texas, a Cunningham case, which held that providing the cell phone number on a credit application was sufficient to provide that express consent. You know, the same holding was also reached in, alluded to rather, in a case out of Northern District of Illinois, where, you know, basically if the number is provided to the credit grantor, that the collector would be an extension of that credit grantor and therefore have express permission. In the Sengenberger case, it wasn't an extension so much. A medical doctor had gotten the phone number, passed it on to a third service provider, a lab, who then passed it on to their collection agency. And in that situation, the collection agency was not an extension of the original creditor or of the doctor who had that notice. So you want to make sure that your client, the creditor, is the one that received the cell phone number.
I think the number one thing that collection agencies can implement, the number one strategy that collection agencies can implement to avoid liability under the TCPA is to scrub for cell phone numbers. There's technology and databases out there that allow agencies to run their list of phone numbers, potential phone numbers that they're going to be calling, to determine whether those phone numbers are ported to what they call ported, P-O-R-T-E-D, to either a landline or to a cell phone. And certainly those numbers that are ascertained to be ported to a cell phone, if there is not that prior consent provided by the consumer, those numbers should be manually dialed. What are your thoughts on that, Mike?
John, that's a very good idea. You know, we currently have a case right now where there's that claim of porting a number. You know, and your backup, your research is only as good as the technology out there. We're doing searches for numbers. It's showing up as a cell phone, and we're being told that, or it's showing up as a landline rather, and we're being told that now it's a cell phone. So some of that technology, those searches that you're using, it takes a while for that to catch up and convert it over to a cell phone number. So again, it's only as good as the technology that you are using.
We are out of time for today. Please join us next time for another episode of the Debt Collection Drill. From my law partner, Mike Ponson, I'm John Rossman. Thank you for listening, and we look forward to talking to you soon. Thank you.
Visit the website for this podcast at thedebtcollectiondrill.blogspot.com. You can send feedback to the drill at moss-barnett.com and follow us on Twitter at collectdrill. This program does not create an attorney-client relationship between Moss and Barnett, a professional association, or any attorney appearing on the program and any listener. Please remember that we can only give general information and every case is unique. Always check with your individual attorney for any specific legal concerns.